Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right. Welcome to High School Hoops. Luckily, we're in the lockdown when this is going up, so Jake and I are used to the Zoom and the discussing, talking long distances. So before we talk about the topic of virtual learning slash camp slash whatever you want to talk about, which I think all of you high school coaches are probably going through, we're going to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, in my opinion. Mentioning High School Hoops, you get $350 off your next purchase. Not the home version, though. There was a misunderstanding. It's only the other ones. But you can use the other ones at home. So mention that. It's great. I mean, like I've said before, if Drew was a sophomore in high school, I'd have like two of them at home. And then make sure you go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I know Jake's working on some courses. I have some other people working on some great courses. Been doing stuff on practice planning and building programs and youth programs, and it's a great time. What I always say to some of my teach hoopers are, you know, we always ask the players to develop and become better. This is the time I'm trying to become better. So same thing for you as a coach. Good time to go out and get outside your comfort zone. All right. So virtual camps. So before we came on the air, Jake and I were talking about what I was doing with camp this summer. We are in a part of the country that it got canceled. I know there's probably places in the world or in the country that are listening to this that maybe are able to do their camps. I'm guessing they can't do it like the normal ways, but maybe. So I sent out an email to the people that had signed up for camp and said, we're going virtual. And that's what I'm starting to build now. I see some strengths in it and I see some definite weaknesses in it. But what I'm telling the parents is there's a couple things. First of all, they can build a relationship with me. At the second week of camp, I might actually even go out to my brother's lake house, possibly. I don't know yet. And I can run the camp from there. It doesn't really matter where I am when I'm running the camp. Some of the pluses are that the kids will be able to use it all summer. So they're going to have a tool. That's what I'm telling the parents. They're going to have a tool of stuff that, you know, not only team building and things like that and working on their mental part of their game, but also skill development that they can go back in. And then what we're working on right now in our camp is that two-way street where they're going to be able to send us video. We're going to be able to break it down to them and then send video back. And say, hey, you know, you're not doing this. Now, is it a perfect science? No, but I think it will be a good system for the kids. They're going to need a ball and hopefully a basket. But hopefully the parks will open up at that point. The bad part is, You know, we can't obviously do 5-on-5. We can't do some of the game and the skill work that we want to necessarily do. But my point to the parents is this is the time to work on, this is the selfish basketball time right now. This is the time to work on those individual skills. And this camp will do it. And they get to build a relationship, hopefully, with their head coach someday. I'm hoping, you know, if they're good enough to play for me someday. I'm still coaching at that point. We'll see. But my brother was trying to convince me to retire today. And he goes, why don't you just retire? We're talking about the whole thing. And I go, okay. I mean, I'm not old enough and I don't want to, but it's a thought. I mean, I'm close. I'm a lot closer than you are.
Yeah, I got a long way to go.
I mean, 2 years? 2 years? I think I can actually tap the teacher's retirement in 2 years if I wanted to. I could retire and get it.
Yeah, but what would you do then? You'd be bored.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, this is, we'll go off sidebar here for a second before I let Jake talk about virtual camps. But about halfway through, you know, we're month two of this lockdown, and I'm sitting there going, God, I gotta go back to work. The difference between retirement, what we're going through right now, is when I'm retired, I can actually go to Menards on a Tuesday afternoon. You know, I mean, that's the difference. Or I can get on a cruise ship and go to through the Panama Canal. Not that I would do that.
The guy that quit coaching and teaching at the same time.
I don't think I'll do that. I'm almost sure I won't do that.
You'll be able to be done with teaching and still coach for a while.
I can do that, but I don't know if I will do that. That's not a discussion.
A lot of coaches do that.
They do, and the district has changed in relation to that. That's a good question to ask my athletic director. Not had that discussion with. I did have him on Coach Unplugged, the other podcast that hopefully you're listening to too. I don't know, like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. I've never had that conversation with him. I think that would go over much better in the house, I think, if I was just coaching. But
You'll be able to go on Tuesdays at Menards at 9 a.m. and not have to worry about anything.
I know. My wife's 6 years younger than I am, so it's not like she can. All right, Jake. The marriage counselor will call you next. I won't do that. I've been doing this for 30 years. I mean, this is kind of feeding that monster too. When I do podcasts and I run Teach Hoops, and so that's kind of feeding the monster. And it's a, you know, I'm going to sound old, but it's a young man's game. But what do you think? What do you think about the camp? What I'm trying to do, and this is just for the high school coaches listening to this, I'm just trying to pivot at this point. I'm just trying to give a resource to the kids.
I've kind of just, you know, for somebody that deals with kids on a daily basis, I think the pluses is it's an interactive piece that they can use all summer. I think the hardest thing about going to a basketball camp in 3 or 4 days, you get these good ideas and good camp and you think you become a better basketball player.
Right.
Utilize it. But if you can be able to go back and you're doing a great take it to the rim kind of drill, you can do that over and over and go back to it. I love that. The other thing that I love is the interactive piece with the varsity coach being able to communicate with younger people. It's definitely something that the kids need right now. I think we have to fill that void. The more and more I interact.
Hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying that podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, VO. It's brought to you by a video sports camera company. It is so easy to set up. It is like unbelievable. You basically get it out of the little box that comes in, set it on top of the tripod, put it up however high you need to go to get the entire court. It gets 180 degrees, hit record, and you're done. That's all there is to it. So we're going to put down the show notes. It's vo.co/unplugged. And when you check out, if you put unplugged 100 off, you'll get $100 discount, and you also get free shipping, which is awesome. So mention that and they'll take really good care of you. And make sure you go over and subscribe and like, leave a review for us too, and go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better, videos, resources, everything you would need to become a better basketball coach and to use the information you're going to get from VO here. So I would go do that ASAP. All right, let's head off to
the more and more I interact with children, the more and more I understand how hard this is on them. It's just so hard on them. You know, I was lucky enough to be able to have a normal experience in middle school and high school, and this is really hard for young people. So I think it's just an opportunity for them to be able to, you know, have some interaction and be part of the game that they love. So I think it's the only way you can really do it right now. So I think it's a great idea.
Right. I think even the ones that think they're getting in the gym, it's not going to be the same.
No, it's not. The other thing is, though, if anybody's thinking about getting people involved and
if any of your, hold on, before any, if anybody's listening to this and want their kids to come to my camp, let me know. I'll find a spot for them. So there you go.
I knew that plug was coming in.
There you go. But,
the most important thing that I think is that you may think that your child is self-disciplined to do something on a course on the computer. They're not. Okay. And I deal with fourth and fifth graders. Steve deals with high schoolers. If you want to be successful with virtual learning in any aspect with children from any age level, you have to help them.
Yes. And this is where this is the feedback's going to the parents. The feedback at the end of the day is going to be like, well, they did really well in this and they did this and you sent me this. So the feedback's not going to go to the kid. I'm going to send it to the parent and the parent can show the kid.
But I also think that parents need to hold them accountable.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I agree. If you really want it to be a good piece, you know, we know that probably the people that are being the most successful, even high school students, are parents that are constantly checking their child and what they're doing with their virtual learning. Unless you prepare people for this, they're not going to be successful. So I believe if you really want this to be successful, if any coach decides to take this idea, you really have to somehow keep parents connected all the time.
And if anybody's listening to this, they want some help setting it up or talking about it, I'm more than willing to help you with that. Because by the time this goes up, I'll have worked on it for 5 weeks and figured out some of the easy things, some of the hard things, you know, and I'm trying to do it on a shoestring too. You know, I'm not like setting up a site and da, da, da. I'm trying to like, so, you know, that's where, you know, Google Classroom, possibly Schoology, possibly. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm trying to, this is a fundraiser for our program. So I'm trying to save as much money as I can. To put as much money into the program as I can.
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, you know, it's really about that parent. Like if I had I know that if my daughter would do a virtual class that I would be completely involved with it, you know, and I would
right.
be with her, you know, I don't know where everybody else is with that. Like any kid that's in first and second grade in the 2020 can navigate a computer. They can talk to somebody on a computer. My daughter has.
And I'm not doing it with the little guys. I think the youngest I'm taking is fourth grade, I think.
Yeah. And so like I have done virtual meetings with my fourth and fifth graders with distance learning and it's been awesome. We've done Kahoot, which is like a fun interactive game. We've done poetry share. Like, so you could totally be able to, as a coach running a virtual camp, share film clips, talk about it. Okay. What would you do in this situation? What read would you make? Like you can develop that IQ piece too.
Right.
Things, you know, allow them to respond to you, have them a little bit an opportunity to watch a 5-6 minute clip about, I don't know, whatever you want in regards to the game. You know, what do you notice?
All right, Nate, if you're listening, I'm putting you in charge of that part. So that will be my assistant. He'll do that great. Because I want to give like individual feedback to Johnny and then I could have him run the classroom part. My thought, and let me, we're brainstorming here. So if you're listening, you're just sitting in on our brainstorming.
Yeah. But if you have other ideas, you have other questions, feel free to ask us.
So here's, I think you do that at night. I think you do the Zoom classroom at night.
I agree.
Because the parents are all there. It's like, okay, yeah. Here's the stuff you can do during the day.
So yeah. I do my Zoom meeting with my girls, my basketball girls at 6 o'clock on Tuesdays. And yeah. we right now I'm building on team building. So last week, we just talked about things and then I kind of front loaded to the next week. So that the next time we meet, we're going to share something. So okay. We did a goal setting activity. So this week we talked about, our technical goal. So that means skill ability. What's one thing you're going to work on? And we talk about SMART goals. So maybe that your goal is to have a stronger left foot in fall. Well, how do you establish that? So that's totally relatable to basketball too. You know, maybe you want to work on your weak hand development. everybody says you want to get better with it, but how are you going to do it? Well, I'm going to SMART goals. You know, what does that mean? I'm going to work on stationary ball drills for 10 minutes a day with my left hand. I'm going to, do finishing moves with my left hand, rotate that, like, and create a little bit of a plan, creating that SMART goal. I think those are things you can definitely do with virtual learning in the summer too, is that whole cerebral thing that we never get a chance to really attack and work on.
Right. Right. I think the basketball part is a small portion of it. And I think the relationship part and the team. Yeah. I think that's a huge part of it. Okay. Anything else, coach? We have our question at the end of this.
Yeah. Question of the day. And that's funny, 'cause you could decide to add this too. You could do like, have them watch a certain sports movie and reflect on it. I mean,
right.
Those are totally cool ideas too. So, best sports movie you've seen in the last year?
Have I seen a sports movie in the last year? I don't think I have.
Wow. You have not watched The Last Dance?
Well, that's not a movie. That's a TV show. Last Dance, I'd count The Last Dance. It's not a movie. Has there been a good sports movie in the last year?
I don't really think so.
So I'd put Last Dance, if you're talking about basketball-wise.
Yeah, the documentary's been fantastic. Anybody
it has. Else?
It's been awesome. If you don't have them recorded to your TV, you better have
I've only watched the first four because I'm saving.
They're so good.
I know, but I'm like, it's kind of, it's okay. So the funny part where I got Jake started on Parks and Rec and he finished it in like a month. The problem is if you get done with it, you won't have anything else to watch as far as that. So I'm kind of slowly, it's like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
The problem is that when you have a wife that likes the same things you do and watches this with me, we just binge watch.
Yeah. We're not binge watching. Yeah. My wife did. Yeah. My wife's watching Sheets Creek or whatever that is. and I'm watching, I don't know. I watched some stupid movie on Netflix.
I can tell you that I've seen a good sports movie in the last year.
I know. I don't think there has been.
I don't think there has been.
I don't think so either. All right, we'll leave it at that. All right, till next week, coach. See ya. Later.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. If you did, go over and leave a 5-star review. If you didn't like it, don't do anything. also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Become a better coach. Take yourself outside of that comfort zone. Join our community. Let myself and our entire community help you through this great journey. Doesn't matter if it's parents. Doesn't matter if it's the kid not playing hard. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to break the 1-3-1 zone. We will help you. So go over and check it out. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.